Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're really glad to have you tuned this morning, and we are live. We are live on a cloudy, gray day between the holidays. Hope you'll pick up that phone and give us a call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We do a gardening talk show here, in case you're new to WBAP, to our program. I've been doing this now. I'll do the math on it. 38th year, I believe it is. And I have loved every minute. Well, a couple minutes. I've enjoyed it all. It's been a wonderful career. I hope it goes another 38 years. So hope you'll pick up that phone. Give us a call. I know traditionally that this is not an easy time to get callers motivated to get out of bed on a cool morning and make a phone call about gardening when they're probably not going to do something about it for several weeks, but we can talk ahead about what you're going to do this spring or about vegetable plantings, whatever you'd like to do. But we have a program to do, and that phone number to call is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We go now to Steve Huddleston. Steve is live with us, the senior horticulturist of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, happy New Year. Happy halfway between Christmas and New Year's.
Well, yes, and happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah, do you and your family have a good Christmas?
We did, a very nice one.
That's good. All right. Well, what do we do in these few days before New Year's Day in terms of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Well, you can wander through the garden center as well as through our garden. Both are beautiful. The garden center is still decorated for Christmas. We've got poinsettias, Norfolk Island pines, with the theme of a woodland Christmas. It's still a great place for photo opportunities in the hallway if you haven't taken a picture this season yet. But then you can venture into the garden itself. In fact, directly behind the garden center, we have one of the most spectacular trees in the garden, and that is the blue Atlas cedar. This is a gorgeous tree any time of the year, but it really stands out in the winter. It is native to the Atlas Mountains of North Africa. It's a Zone 6 plant. It does well here. The needles are a beautiful powder blue, very striking in the landscape. Mm-hmm. It's a slow-growing tree. That's the upright form. And then we also have the beautiful weeping form, which is Glauca pendula. It also is slow growing, but it has a different form and shape, and we feature that at the main entrance and in the Beggs courtyard.
Steve, people ask about that plant from time to time. It's one I haven't grown, certainly familiar with it, though, and I see it both with you guys and with the Dallas Arboretum. Just in 20 seconds, conditions that it would prefer in a landscape, full sun?
Yes, full sun, and I would say well-drained soil.
Fairly moist, however, or not?
Yes, it could be moist, but well-drained, but definitely full sun. And then you can it responds well to mulching.
All right, that's good. Nothing else special?
No, not really.
They sure are striking. They're pretty, and they're dramatic. They're architectural plants in the landscape. All right, and then keep on going. You have another blue plant you want to talk about.
Well, yes. In fact, next to our weeping blue Atlas cedar in the Beggs courtyard, we have another blue plant right next to it, and that is the blue Mediterranean palm. It is native to the hot, dry hills of the Mediterranean Sea Basin. It's a zone 8 to 10 plant, and it forms clumps up to 15 feet tall. The leaves are a beautiful silvery blue, full sun, full to part sun in well-drained soil. This is a drought-tolerant plant once established, although adequate moisture will promote faster growth. It makes a beautiful accent plant, a delightful natural sculpture that will grace your patio or entryway. We have these at the very top of our rose garden ramp, as well as in the Fuller Garden, as well as in the Beggs Courtyard. So we like them. They just, again, make nice sculptural plants in the landscape.
All right. We probably ought to give people the hours that things are open, as you have a lot of different gardens, several different open and closed times. Why don't you cover the most important ones?
Okay, the Garden Center is open New Year's Eve from 10 to 2 and then closed on New Year's Day. The Japanese Garden is open both New Year's Eve and New Year's Day from 9 to 5.
All right. How do they find you?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, that's just 2 miles west of downtown Fort Worth on I-30, so very easy to find right near Casa Manana and all of the museums, everything else. It's just easy to find. And what is the 24-hour information number?
That number is 817-392-5510.
And the last question on your quiz for extra credit, what is the website?
That is fwbg.org.
I'll give you about a tenth of a point for that extra credit. That's the easy question.
Yes, well, good. Thank
you. All right. Steve, have a wonderful New Year's. Don't set off too many fireworks, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Steve Huddleston from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve's report today is sponsored by one of the leading Fort Worth businesses in the horticultural industry, Whiz Q Stone. And I asked Mike Wisnan once, where did the Q come from? And silly me. Wisnand, of course, is their name, and so that's the W-H-I-Z part, and then Q is in quarry stone, and that's it. Simple as that. 45, they help you remember it now forevermore. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. It's in far southeast Fort Worth. They deliver all over the Metroplex, and they're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays, and I'm sure they'll be closed on New Year's as well. 1983 was the year they began selling beautiful stone, and my goodness, they must have the finest source anywhere, because they have the finest natural stone, flagstone, cobblestone, boulders, river rock, gravel. They have the most wonderful and complete selection of any place I have ever seen. I love stone, and I love going to Whiz Q Stone. There's another reason. You know, if you had a store that had merchandise that you really liked and they scowled at you when you came in the front door or the gate, you'd say, well, I like what they sell, but I don't like the people much. Well, boy, let me tell you, this is could not be more opposite of that. You'll love what they sell, but you will love these people as well. Walk into the sales room where they have a counter with four or five salespeople helping customers. That's how busy they are. And you look at the smiles. Please see if you're greeted and see if you're not greeted with a great big smile. For beautiful stone, 22, you need 22 acres of beautiful stone, they can sell it to you. And they'll still have some stone left over. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone and pavestone and a lot of other things as well. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Robert Borowski is running my board for me and on the inter-office communique from one studio to the other. He said, look at your full phone lines, Neil. Oh, thank you. You are wonderful people. Let's go to Ricardo in Waxahachie. Speaking of wonderful people, how you doing, my friend?
Very, very well. It's so wonderful to hear you.
It's good to have you listening always, as you've heard from me say many, many times. And a Happy New Year to you, too. I hope it's a great one.
Happy New Year, our almost traditional post-Christmas call.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I will promise you, I have my new iPhone. Got it actually before Christmas and too worn out to reprogram it, but I'm going to do that in the next week or so. And your call from 6 or 7 years ago will go with all my music over there. So there you are. Most meaningful call I ever had.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We will never forget all you do.
Well, there's some of the things I've done I hope you will forget. My program 2 weeks ago.
We won't mention those.
How can I help you?
Yes, I have actually, I have two brief questions. Is it too early to prune oaks?
No, not at all. Perfect time. Perfect time.
Okay.
It's probably the middle of the perfect time of all perfect times. How's that?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Next, I have a smoke tree. How much sun will it take? It's still in a pot. It's still sheltered. How much sun can it take?
I have seen them in full sun, Ricardo. The most successful ones that I have seen probably have a little bit of shade in the afternoon. I don't think it's critical. If you have a purple leafed one, you're going to need more sun for it to color up nicely for you.
Well, thank you. That's it. And again, thank you for all you do. We're so proud to have you as a friend in our lives.
You are a dear friend. Next time in Waxahachie, we're going to dinner together.
Promise?
I promise. Take care, my friend.
Okay.
Okay, thank see you later. Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to work my way through the phone lines, and we have Mike, and there is a lady calling all the way from Austin, so that'll be great, and we'll get to her in just a little while. Let me get a break out of the way here, and then we'll keep on plugging here because we've got some great questions. All right, I was looking ahead at one of the topics thinking, all right, now how am I going to do that one? Let me tell you right now about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So you didn't get the copy of the book that you wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, in your Christmas stocking. It might have pulled the stocking off the mantle, but it can still be arranged. Maybe Santa didn't bring it, but we can send it to you, and you'll have it very shortly. We'll be mailing a bunch of them out tomorrow, in fact, because I spent some time over the weekend signing at the book. These will be signed copies, ready to go out first thing tomorrow. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is self-published. That way I could have the book I've always wanted to do. When you work through a publisher, you have to kind of go to the corporate bottom line. You're worried about that, and they gang photos on pages where you didn't want them to be, etc., etc., etc. And I decide, you know what, I'm going to self-publish this book and let it be the way that my graphic designer says it would look best, the way my editor says it will read best and most informatively. 840 photographs, 344 pages. It has 11 chapters covering basics, covering the monthly gardening activities, what to do each month. That's 48 pages. And then a chapter devoted specifically to trees, one to shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawn grasses, fruit, and vegetables. And each one of them is a month. Each one of those is almost like a small book put into a larger handbook. This is 344 pages, and it's heavy. It's the best paper I could get, the best printer I could find, and they are located right here in Texas, basically in San Antonio, where I was born too. So my book and I came from the same town. This book is not a revision of Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It is not in any way similar to that book. Well, I mean, it's talking about gardening in Texas. That's about it. And secondly, this book is not in stores. If you go into the stores, you'll find my 24-year-old Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I can't ask that publisher to take it off the shelves, but I can tell you this is not the book that you'll find in the stores. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening with an Adirondack Chair in Our Yard on the cover. And you're not going to find it on Amazon either. You'll find it at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Or you can order it this morning for $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy, by calling my office until 10:30 this morning, 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. I am so pleased to tell you about Callaway's Nursery. There's so much to tell you about Callaway's. The people are outstanding. They have Texas certified and master certified nursery professionals on duty at all 17 Callaway's nurseries. Start the new year beautifully with bright flowers from Callaway's Matrix Pansies on sale. Just 99 cents. Their Matrix Pansies are specially bred and grown to thrive in Texas in our cool winter season. They'll last all through the winter and early spring into the mid to late spring, providing lively color in your flower beds and container gardens. They're beautiful, and they're at Callaway's right now. Make your garden, patio, and entryway beautiful. Save big also on 4-inch Matrix Pansies that would have been $1.99. They're less than half price, 99 cents. Perfect time to plant fruit trees and berries. Good food grown in your own garden. Apples, peaches, pears, plums, figs, blackberries, blueberries, and many more. You'll find crispy, sweet Asian pears. Citrus trees ideal for containers, not out in the ground on the citrus, but they're great in there at Callaway's. As always, all the Callaway's plants carry a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They're up 9 to 6 daily. 9 to 6 daily at 17 locations. Now, all stores will close at 3 on New Year's Eve. We'll be closed all day on New Year's Day. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com. They are great people. Let me tell you about our home landscape school coming up all day Saturday, February 14. That's Valentine's Day. I know that. We chose that day. And that's because a lot of people say, I like to give this as a gift. And so it makes a wonderful Valentine's gift and way to celebrate all day long with the one you love a lot. And the way to get registered is to call my office or go to my website. Details on that in a moment. What we will teach you, and we is Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, one of Texans' favorite garden speakers. And one of the best writers I have ever read in my magazine and our eGardens other places. Just a great guy and my dear friend. Stephen and I will share the microphone all day long as we teach you how to design a landscape plan to scale, how to choose the best plants. What are the best plants? How do you position them in your beds? How do you lay the beds out, in fact? Hardscape elements. Everything you need to know to design a landscape improvement project for your home. You choose the project, you design it, we'll help you. We give you a one-on-one consultation 2 weeks later on February 28 or March 1, your choice, for 30 minutes to finish up your landscape plan. That'll be with a professional landscape designer. All of that is just $199 for one person, $239 for two people, while seats remain. You might want to register right away. You can call my office at the same number you used to buy my new book, 1-800-752-GROW. Our office will be open until 8:30 today, 800-752-4769, or go to neilsperry.com. To Mike at Lake Dallas. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Neil, good morning. I hate to question you or ask for help with watering, but last spring I set out several 30-gallon trees and a couple of 11-foot crepe myrtles, I think, that were 65-gallon. Mm. The last 2 weeks we've had an inch and a half of rain. Do I still need to water these like once a week with a deep water like I've hand-watered them since day one? So.
If you go a week with new plants like that without rain and you decide you'll water, you're not going to be overwatering them if it's been a week, unless they're in a really boggy, low spot where there's no drainage. But that normally would never be an issue. If you go a week, you'll be all right. I'd rather have you keep them just a little bit, I don't want to say too moist, but it's better to be a little... It's better to be well moistened than a little bit dry. And it's
okay,
a lot better to be properly watered than way too dry. And you can't tell in the winter because you don't have any leaves to look at. And so you just kind of have to feel around in the soil. But, I don't let new plants go more than 1 week in the wintertime without hand watering them.
Answers my question. Very good. Thanks for taking my call. Always
you are welcome.
Listening to you.
Yeah.
You're a wealth of information. We're fortunate to have you.
Well, I appreciate
thank
that.
You.
And thank you for calling. You bet. Let's go to Pete in Venus. Pete, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. Can you hear me, sir?
I hear you okay.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to wish you a happy new year, you and your family and staff.
Thank you, Pete. Same to you.
Of course, I always listen to you before I head out to church. So,
thank you.
You really make my day. Anyway, my concern, Neil, I'm not much of a gardener, as I've stated to you before in the past, but I was wanting to plant some apple trees, maybe a peach tree or something. I've got a pear tree already, and we have all black land out here, but years ago, this used to be nothing but a cotton field.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think I'd have very much success with it, or do you know?
No, I think you could grow peaches and apples along with your pear pretty well. You've chosen three of the fruit crops that are among the more dependable in North Texas, pears especially, and most especially if you have the variety called Orient. It is the best of the fire blight resistant varieties.
I figure the pear tree is pretty good because dadgum the bugs and the birds get to it usually before I do.
Yeah. There is a very large asterisk that goes after pears and apples, and that is cotton root rot, which is always present in the blackland soil, the alkaline soil. And that disease loves those two trees, especially apples, and,
yes,
and almost as especially pears. And
yes,
it will kill them quickly. And it's sad when it happens because it may be 5 or 10 years into the life of the tree.
Peach okay, now not, will it affect the fig bush also?
I guess it could. I've never seen it happen.
Yes,
I wouldn't worry about that. The peaches not so much also.
Yes,
but
sir.
The critical issue for you, Pete, is that you get varieties that are adapted to our area, and you're going to need to do that through an independent retail garden center. The national chain stores do not even try to help us that way.
Well, I thank you very much, Neil, and like I said, you have a very good Happy New Year, sir.
Thank you. Same to you. Appreciate it so much. All righty. I can take Ronald's question very quickly here from Comanche, Oklahoma, and then we'll have only two on hold through the newscast. Ronald, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
I would like to try and use dry molasses as a fire ant control in the garden this spring. And once I broadcast that, do I till it in or do I leave it just laying on the ground?
Ronald, it's not a product I'm going to recommend to you, and I'm going to let you go to the label instructions on it, and if there are no label instructions for its use for that, then that means it hasn't been put through the necessary testing. I think there are much better remedies for fire ants. That's somebody else's cause, not mine. I'm not a big dry molasses fan.
Okay. Yeah. One other question.
Sure.
If I pick up a load of cow manure, do I have to worry about all the antibiotics and steroids and stuff they use in cattle nowadays?
I guess we can worry about whatever we want to, but I don't think that would be a big concern to me. What I would do is compost it for a year anyway, because the last thing you want to do is add fresh manure into a garden space, and most of those are going to leach out and be long gone by then. So that's just not a thing that worries me a whole lot, because by the time you use the cattle manure, it's so well decomposed that it's pretty much unrecognizable as its original source. I hope that helps. I didn't mean to dodge the dry molasses. Just something I'm not wanting to. I refused to do ads for it and lost a very large contract with a company that had that in their product line as a result. And I've walked away from that deal thinking I'm glad I did that. So anyway.
Okay. Thank
you very much.
Appreciate
your call so much. Uh-huh. Yes. Gail, you'll be coming up next. I'll try my best to help you. And Janice in Granbury. So we will take those right after we do our newscast here. Let me tell you about the Baylor Healthcare System, specifically Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney. I want to tell you from my own personal experience that our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano 9.5 years ago from the flesh-eating bacterium. And there's not a time that I drive by on George Bush there at Preston and see that campus now. We drove by it just a couple nights ago, and I said to Lynn, it's amazing to have been in there when it was just 4 months old and to see all of the changes, the additions that they have made to that. And my wife serves on the board of Baylor McKinney. We believe in the Baylor healthcare system. Now, here is the message that is written for me to read to you. Ladies, take care of you take care of everyone else. This is your time to take care of yourself. Don't miss For Women for Life, a free health event designed just for women at Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano and Baylor Regional Medical Center at McKinney, Baylor Medical Center at McKinney, on January 24. It's going to be on January 24 both places. You'll learn ways to maintain and improve your health through a variety of free wellness screening, physician seminars, health education booths, and so much more. That's January 24. As luck would have it, that's our daughter's birthday. So how about that, huh? You'll always learn ways to maintain and improve your health through a variety of free wellness screening, physician seminars, health education booths, and more. Call 1-800-4-BAYLOR to register. That's the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR to register. BaylorHealth.com, Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney.
Okay, we're all back from Christmas and back to work here on the WBAP Morning News. And our special guest Monday morning is the great one, Mark Levin. Calm, cool, and collected, too, for a change. Plus the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, all right here on WBAP.
I'd like to tell you about Encore Electric Service Delivery. Years ago, they came to me and they said, we have a new program that we are initiating. It's called Know Before You Grow. And, you know, it's amazing. When I give garden talks, do other things, how often that phrase now creeps into my vocabulary, and I try always to give attribution to the people who came up with it, and that is Encore. They are asking us, I use this for all of my landscape advice. You need to know how large a plant will become before you plant it. How large will a shade tree grow? Will it get into the power lines? How wide will it grow? Will it get into the power lines? And beyond that, will it get into the eaves and the windows and all that? But to their point, they're trying to protect the power lines because otherwise they have to V-shape or flat top or flat side your trees, and it's not their fault. Those power lines were there when the houses were built. And so as a result, you need to be very mindful of that. And then if you do have to go out and do any pruning, stay way away from the power lines. If you have any questions about safety, call Encore at 888-313-6862. If you're doing pruning work and want to have some advice from them about how close you should be, and they're saying 10 or 15 or 20 feet away, 888-313-6862. If you see a tree making contact with the power line, especially if there's smoke or fire coming out, you need to call 911 right away, right after you get out of the area. Then if you're digging, it's 811, at least 2 business days ahead, and they will mark where the utility lines, the power lines are. Encore.com, Encore.com, Encore Electric Service Delivery. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and waiting at his microphone, it's Major Logan. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News time now is 8:32. We have a local death in a ditch. That story coming up after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the classicchevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Overall, not too bad around the Metroplex at this hour. Just a little sluggish traffic, I-30 eastbound between Loop 12 and Big Town Boulevard in Mesquite. Also, you might encounter a little slowdown, I-35E northbound between Pleasant Run Road and Wintergreen Road. Your WBAP 24/7 forecast, clearing, then becoming mostly sunny but cool today with a high of 48. Mostly clear tonight, cold, low 32. Mostly sunny and milder tomorrow with a high of 57. Right now, 34 degrees in Cleburne. The family of a North Texas man who died after falling into a drainage ditch says their local officials refused to let them fence off the approximately 6-foot deep hole. Roland Batu had just carried Christmas gifts to a car in Watauga near Fort Worth on Christmas night when the 55-year-old fell into that hole. Hundreds of protesters gathered yesterday in Brooklyn, New York, calling for an investigation into the fatal police shooting of Akai Gurley, an unarmed African-American.
The protest in March is on the same day Officer Rafael Ramos was laid to rest. Mayor Bill de Blasio asked demonstrators not to protest until the funerals of both Ramos and Officer Wenjian Liu were done.
We're not going to stop until we see justice.
March organizers said it had been planned before the officers were killed, and they didn't want to reschedule, telling me nothing was put on hold when Gurley died. Gurley was shot and killed last month by an NYPD officer who was patrolling the stairwells of the Lewis Pink houses in Brooklyn with his gun in his hand when police say it accidentally went off.
Renee Stoll reporting from New York. Once again, clearing and becoming mostly sunny but cool today, high near 48. 35 degrees now in Rockwall. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. And now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is a big guy named Ronin, R-O-N-I-N. He's a 6-year-old, 63-pound Labrador mix, and he came to the SPCA on December 17. He's looking for a special home where he can be your one and only. He has a calm and sweet personality. He loves going outside and rolling over for belly rubs. Ronin is a lovable guy. He's ready to be someone's right-hand man. If you think Ronin sounds like the dog for you, go to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney and meet him today. He's ready to go today. They're open today. I'm sure they'll be closed on New Year's Day, but they are open otherwise 7 days a week, noon until 6. And he's been neutered, microchipped. He has all his age-appropriate vaccines. He is packed and ready, ready to head to your house today. That's at 8411 Stacy Road. And Stacy, you know, goes from Central, and it kind of winds through Craig Ranch, and then it ends up at Custer, where it turns into Main Street, into Frisco, and also straightens out at that point and heads due west. And that's how you get to the SPCA shelter. It's in southwest McKinney, about a quarter of a mile east of Custer on Stacy Road, 8411 Stacy Road. If you have an old GPS like my old pickup truck does, you're driving through a cornfield to get there, but it's there. And trust me on that. And it's a wonderful place, a happy shelter, lots of dogs and kitties waiting for homes and loved and treated nicely. You'll see their 1 acre walking a path and garden that they had built. It's a very nice place. And don't be intimidated by it. It's just great. I have taken my grandchildren out there. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton. If you haven't been by that, it's beautiful. And they're also open noon to 6, 7 days a week. So Ronan's at the McKinney Shelter, 8411 Stacy. And the Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30. And they're both open today, noon until 6. The SPCA of Texas, Pet of the Week.
Rush on WBAP.
Why do we sell Iran a nuclear bomb? Yes, 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 I'm joking, but I'm trying to illustrate a point by using excessive exaggeration. You haven't seen anything yet.
Rush, 11 till 2, News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Our Home Landscape School comes up Saturday, February 14, all day long in Plano. You must pre-register. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. And we will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. In fact, you will leave with a working drawing for your own landscape project, because 2 weeks later, we'll give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional to finish up your plan. It's available to you as long as we have seating available, sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery and Callaway's. So sign up right now by calling 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you call to get my new book, 1-800-752-GROW, G-R-O-W. That's 1-800-752-4769, or do so at neilsperry.com.
Okay, we're all back from Christmas and back to work here on the WBAP Morning News. And our special guest Monday morning is the great one, Mark Levin. Calm, cool, and collected, too, for a change. Plus the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, all right here on WBAP.
One of the great things that we have done for our home, pardon me, over the years is to invest in sunburst shutters. These are made of polywood. They are a synthetic man-made material that looks like wood, acts like wood. No, it doesn't either. It acts a lot better than wood. Wood is like the 5-year-old who comes to your house to visit and is ill-behaved. Sunburst shutters is like the wonderful little granddaughter who sits there and listens and occasionally speaks and is so polite. That's sunburst shutters. Just beautiful shutters in our home. We love them. And they're 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5 inch louver size. And because they are polywood, they don't crack or warp or split or peel. They're color fast. Those are the things that happen with wood shutters, all those bad things. And you don't have to paint these. That's the greatest asset of all. You never have to paint them. By the way, if you need wood shutters, sunburst shutters certainly makes them. Maybe you need to have stained shutters to match the rest of your home in some way. Or if you need another color because of a decorator's choice of color, then they can paint them for you and you won't have to paint them. These are just beautiful. You can operate them with one finger and they're so easy to clean. Love these products, these shutters, and you will too. Let them bring a sample to your home and hold them up in the window so you can see how glorious they will make your home look. It's like a whole remodeling job, just window by window. Every shutter custom fit to the window. And that's available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Waco, as well as the whole Metroplex. Call Sunburst Shutters this week, 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, and I'm going to give you the phone numbers now because we packed the phone lines a little earlier, and now we have two calls, and we'll soon be looking for more callers. 800-288-WBAP. That translates to 800-288-9227. This is Gail in Austin. Gail, good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Oh, I'm out west of Austin in the Hill Country. I have a vegetable garden that when I first put all, you know, I had to bring all the soil in myself. I first put it in, it was fine. It's got okay sun, not great sun. But over the years, it's deteriorated, and now the plants, when I put them in, they don't grow. They're stunted. Mm-hmm. They will literally, I'll put a tomato plant in, and it'll grow about 12 inches and stop and sit there unchanged for months. And I'll have friends who put in tomato plants, say, in town, that the plants will grow eight feet tall.
Gail, what is causing, when you say it's in sun, kind of, or whatever you said, what's causing the shading?
I have a cedar and a live oak around it.
All right. Let me tell you from my experience, and you'd think I would have recognized this years earlier. My experience has been with my pecan trees where we live, that they grew more than I thought they would. And I went 4 or 5 years trying to grow beans and tomatoes and a few other vegetables, squash, in an area that had once been very, very productive at my home. I have a couple of areas that are adjacent to our house but not visible to anybody particularly. And I used them for that purpose, and they were perfect initially. And then I began to realize, I just think there's too much shade in here. And the clue was not how the vegetables were not growing, but indeed how the St. Augustine was thinning out about 20 feet away. And I thought, well, over there it's about the same lighting. And so I moved my garden last year, and my gosh, it just is an incredible difference. Shade creeps in on a garden, and it over a period of 2 or 3 years can go from enough for the plants to do quite well to enough mm-hmm. that they barely will grow. They're mm-hmm. stunted, and if they have a fruit or two on the tomatoes, they'll be small. They may not develop mm-hmm. properly, may not ripen, just all of that. Now, that's what I really think your problem is. Let me cover a couple. There are people out there biting their lips saying, come on, Neil, come on. You got to tell her it might be nematodes. Well, it might be nematodes. I don't think it is. But a soil test to look for the microscopic worms, this is a special test run by the plant pathologist to see if there are any of these microscopic worms present in the soil. That would let you know if nematodes are there, or if you took plants out and found that they had big knots on the roots. They mm-hmm. they will stunt plant growth. So I have to at least tell you that that's a possibility. N-E-M-A-T-O-D.
Do you think it's the alkalinity of the water?
I'm sorry?
Do you think could we produce our own water out here from Lake Austin? Do you think it's the alkalinity of the water?
All right. And what water did you use the first year that you had a good garden?
It's always been the same
Okay, so
water.
See, that's not a variable. That's not mm-hmm. a variable. That's a constant, and so you don't even have to think about that. Mm-hmm. Anything that's constant that has not changed, you can rule out. So it's not the heat. It's not because you had a good garden out there. I'm just trying to eliminate mm-hmm. things, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you eliminate the things that are constants. The soil probably hasn't changed a whole lot. It wouldn't hurt to add organic matter to it, but if you don't have enough light, it's not going to work. The other thing I was going to mention to you was something else I wanted to say that people will accuse me of not, well, why didn't you tell this to her? I really think it's the lighting. I'll bet you anything. And mm-hmm. you check with your friends in town and see if they're not in more sunshine where they
Oh, they're not. This guy has the less sunshine than me. That was part of the thing that was confounding about
it. I'm going to stick with my answer. I'm mm-hmm. not going to be tempted to waver based on that mm-hmm. one comment because mm-hmm. other things do vary. But it's unusual for any soil-borne problem, whether it's an insect, disease, or nematodes, it's unusual for it to impact several different kinds of crops, as opposed to lighting. Lighting will affect everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, it's all vegetables.
Yeah,
it's the whole.
I'm good with that. Try a small garden space somewhere else this year. See if it doesn't succeed mightily for you, and if it does, where it has more sunshine, and mm-hmm. if it does, then go for it. I've had to move out into the wide open part of my landscape where everybody sees our garden because it's mm-hmm. the only sun I have, but so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Gail, that's what I have. That's my guess.
All right.
Atta girl. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Let's go to Janice in Granbury. Janice, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year. And
Happy
it's
New Year.
To speak to you.
Well, thank you. It's nice of you to wait on me. I'm sorry it took so long.
Oh, that's okay. You're worth waiting for, I can tell
Thanks.
You. I'm losing my third Eleagnus by my utility box out front. And they were 8 to 9 years old. I lost the other two in the last 2 years. There's also an asphalt driveway that runs next to it.
How close?
Really close. Like, 2 to 3 feet away.
And is it new?
No, it's been here since they've been here.
All right. So. There is exactly like I was talking about a moment ago. There's a variable that isn't variable. It's a constant. So mm-hmm. it didn't cause the problem.
Oh, okay. There's relax. Little. Oh, okay. There's super tiny little spots. You can barely see them on the leaves. And then they
on the backs of the leaves, kind of a cinnamon color?
Let me see. Get over here, right?
They'll show on
better.
The tops of
yeah.
the leaves as well.
Yeah.
That's normal. That's just speckling on the leaves. That's absolutely
normal.
Oh,
okay.
Now,
okay.
There are two things that will get Eleagnus. It's one of the most durable of all of our shrubs. I'd still recommend it and use it and like it a lot. But there are two things that will bother it. One of them is superficial. One of them is fatal. The superficial one is lace bugs. Lace bugs will get on them in the summer and take all of the color out of the leaves, turn them just tan and mm-hmm. insipid looking. And when you look on the backs of those leaves, you'll see slightly larger spots that are black and that are actually little globules of excrement that the lace bugs have left behind. And they're larger than the cinnamon-colored spots that you're seeing that are part of the leaves. Sometimes you'll see the actual lace bugs. They're not very big, probably pinhead size or a little larger, and they have cellophane-like wings, hence the names and or the name. They can be prevented early in the season by putting out a systemic insecticide in May to be taken into the plant to get them as they try to feed. So that's lace bugs. They are not going to kill the plant, but they'll make it look just dreadful. The other one is cotton root rot, and I do see that occasionally on Eleagnus, and it would account for two of them dying now, a third one looking bad. And so if there's a chance that that's what's involved, it's time to change to another kind of plant.
Oh, okay. Do you have a suggestion for another plant?
Yeah, and it's rare that you have to do that with Eleagnus. They're not highly susceptible like pears and apples and hibiscus and things like that, but they are susceptible. The hollies I think, immune. We'll say highly resistant. I've never seen one with cotton root rot, and I use them everywhere in my landscape. That's what I put back in when I lose a shrub to cotton root rot, probably put a holly in. The second plant that is immune is any of the junipers. I've never seen Nandinas have a problem with cotton root rot, and I've never seen Abelia have a problem with cotton root rot. Those are four fairly common shrub groups that you could choose from.
Oh, okay. All right. And do you have a suggestion for getting, because the roots and everything are so dense. What should I do? Should I kill that?
If you still have the stems of the two that have died, if you have any of the trunk left or even a little bit of the stump left, you can hook a mm-hmm. chain around them, wet it down really well, and go up about 10 feet on that asphalt driveway, put it in low gear, and hook your chain to the trailer hitch, and just pull them out gently. And hopefully you may want to cut the roots that extend beneath the asphalt, so you don't just peel up the asphalt while you're doing it. I don't think you'd like that too much. You'd say, Neil, no. Give me very good advice. But that's one option. A stump grinder from an arborist would be another option, or just the labor of hand digging them out is another possibility. It's a good idea to get them out of there, though.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call. Okay. I appreciate that. Have a great day. Thank you. We have Bob in Cleburne and Greg in San Antonio coming up next. Stay with me. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I love my book, and I'm so happy to be able to offer it to you. For the last 24 years that my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening has been out there, there have been parts of it I wish I had another chance at. Well, I did get another chance, and I just decided I'm going to self-publish it rather than trying to work with a committee and a team of artists and a team of editors and all of that. I'll hire the best editor I can find, and Carolyn Skye is exactly that, and the best graphic designer available, and Cindy Smith is certainly that. And this is our book. This is our product. It was published in April, 8 months ago, and it's available to you now. Signed copies are at my office. I went in over the weekend and signed a bunch of them, and I will sign some more probably late this evening, and we'll have them ready to mail tomorrow. So this is the book that is not a revision of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I didn't want to have it look anything alike. It has a lot more information, and it's 24 years newer, so the information's a whole lot more up to date. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts to help you choose the best plants in an expedient way while you're at the nursery. It's only $28.95, and that then would be also with sales tax and postage above that, but only $28.95. And the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, if you go into stores and look at it, it's $10 or more more than that. So this is a real deal for you at $28.95, 24 years younger. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. It is not in stores. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. You order it one of two ways. Satisfaction totally guaranteed. Call my office before 10:30 today, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
Leaves are still falling, so if you need a new pool sweep or repair of your old one to scoop them up, Dixon Brothers is your best resource for everything aquatic. For over 41 years, Dixon Brothers has been working with water. They provide knowledge in quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool pumps, motors, equipment and service, pool chemicals, water well pumps, supplies, and floating fountains. The list goes on. If your pool had freeze damage in Icemageddon of 2013, don't let it happen again. Call Dixon Brothers. They can install a freeze guard to automatically turn your pool system on when temperatures hit below 38 degrees. The circulation protects your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms back up, so it's super easy to use and great for your pool. If you're a pond keeper, you'll want to add a de-icer to your pond to keep the surface area ice-free and your fish safe. And while you're there, pick up a thermometer to test the water temperature and know when not to feed your fish. Be sure to call them at 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, this is Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney, Collin County, and the Dallas Metroplex who have successfully completed a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. It's really difficult after a student leaves treatment to return to a home high school. A student is very fragile and needs some additional support. Our school is self-paced, and that additional support academically as well as support in sobriety is very crucial to a student early in sobriety. Self-paced instruction allows a student to complete coursework and not only complete coursework on time, but oftentimes graduate early. We really feel that students and staff relate to one another as family. We're small enough so that we know students' needs and help relate on a personal level. Parents call us directly. I certainly feel that it's okay for a student to call. Anybody that really wants help, just give us a call and we'll try to work with you however we can. 469-742-7830. Without a doubt, this is the most rewarding assignment I've ever had. It's fun. I enjoy coming to school. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
To all of you who helped me with my pen sales over the last 6 weeks or so, thank you very, very much. We're able to make a sizable donation into the Serenity High Endowment Fund to guarantee this school and scholarships for this school and to help the kids at Serenity High in McKinney. It's my pleasure to do just about all of my volunteer work that's fundraising involved to help Serenity High in McKinney. It is a very special place. I want to tell you right now about Advanced Foundation Repair, and I want to show a hands. Everybody who thinks that foundation problems only occur in the summer, raise your hand. All right, if you have your hand up in the air right now, you might want to pull it down quickly because that is not the case. Foundation problems occur all year long. And you will see shifting of your foundation, even in the wintertime when we go a few weeks without rain, you'll see things happening. And that's your indication that you might want to have Advanced Foundation Repair to come out and do the free home inspection now. Yes, they get covered up in the summertime. I don't think they'll be offended if I tell you that you may have to wait a few days for them to come to your home in the summertime. But if you call them now, they can be there much more punctually. So I hope that you will let them come out, do the free home inspection. They do not generate problems for your house. The last thing they want to do is do a bunch of work for a house that didn't need repairs. They'll tell you if you do not have foundation repairs. I've had many people over the 20 years I've done ads for Fred Marshall call me or write to me and say, thank you for that referral, that ad that I heard you do, because they told me I don't have foundation problems. Then I've had another group of people who said, thank you for that referral. They gave me an estimate of what it would cost, and it was so much less than the other companies were giving me. And their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, so they certainly don't cut any corners. They have patented so many different processes. I love this company. I'm lucky to have them as a sponsor, and I'm proud to recommend them to you. Advanced Foundation Repair, quality in my book. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. That's plural. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. To our phone lines, we go to Bob in Cleburne. Bob, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I have a place in Bosque County, and I have quite a few live oaks coming up, you know. And there is one that's about probably 6 feet tall, and it's in real rocky ground at Mesa Grande. Anyway, I would like to move this tree, which it's not very big around at all, but maybe an inch big around, but it's real tall, like 6 feet tall. And I'd like to transplant that to a place where I have no water, but I can supply water like
Bob, you can do that. You can do that if you can get it out of the rock. And that's going to be your problem. You're going to have to dig it very carefully and hold a ball of soil around it. If you bare root a 6 foot tall live oak, it's going to be really hard on it. In other words, if you cannot get it out of the rocky soils without having all the soil fall away from its roots, then that's going to be tough. If it's in a place where you absolutely do not want it, cannot have it, then go ahead and do that. But if you are just wanting a live oak to put somewhere else in your yard, you might have another seedling somewhere that would be easier to transplant. That I have to leave you to make that decision yourself. The time to do that transplanting is now during the winter time. You have another probably 5 or 6 weeks to get it done. And you'd use a sharpshooter spade and hold as much of the soil as you can around it. If it's an inch in diameter, you're going to have a soil ball that's probably 15 inches in diameter, 15 or 16, if you can get it that big in diameter, so 6 or 8 inches out from the trunk all the way around.
Yes, okay.
All right, you can do it. Good luck with it. Greg in San Antonio, please stay with me. I want to help you with the rose bushes in limestone soil. Yikes. I'll help you right after the news. Folks, we'll be back. Stay tuned, please.